Happy Friday, and it certainly is a happy Friday today because we get to check in with one of your favourites. You heard her on air on Power FM for many, many years. She took you through your feel-good work day and brought you all things positivity and sunshine. Her name is Mel DiDizeldi. Mel, welcome home.
Oh, it's so good to be back. I've missed you guys.
Now, firstly, Mel, I must introduce you to Molly Rose. You two actually haven't met officially. Molly, Mel, Mel, no. Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hello. Do you know what? I think we actually have met,
have
sort
you?
Of. Yeah, because I reckon you came to radio school and did like a...
I did.
Yes, yes. And I reckon it was like a, hello, thank you so much for coming. I wrote lots of notes. And here we
yeah,
are.
I think... I do remember that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have met. So, yay! I love listening to you, Molly.
It's funny because, Mel, a lot of the things that we miss about you here at Power FM are, you know, your spirituality, your happiness, your affirmations, and Molly does almost channel a lot of that. I think you two would get along famously.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that.
I feel like we need to get a coffee, Mel.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. Maybe I should come in and say hi.
Yeah, that would be beautiful.
Mel, it's been a while since we checked in. And, of course, listeners who love you would be well aware of your health journey over many years. We know that not only have you taken on 3 bouts of cancer, but you've kicked it in the ass every single time. Since we left you last, you did beat that last bout of cancer, but your health has taken another chapter.
Well, you know I'm an overachiever, don't you,
Dan? you are anything if not an overachiever.
So, yeah, we had the great news at the end of last year. Of course, I had to go through chemo for the whole year last year. That it was gone again. I'm like, yay, best Christmas ever. And literally 3 weeks after, I got diagnosed with motor neurone disease. Can you believe it?
Unbelievable.
Can you tell us what motor neurone disease actually is? Because I have to be honest and say I don't know a whole lot about it.
Yeah, and you know, you're not the only one. I've actually discovered that since being diagnosed with this disease. And this week is Motor Neurone Disease Awareness Week. So it is important that we talk about it because I think you're in the same boat. Like a lot of people have heard about the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yep.
And that's about all you know, right? So motor neurone disease is a disease that affects the nerves, the motor neurons, and they communicate between your brain and your muscles. So the muscles that make you move and speak and swallow and breathe.
Wow.
And so what happens is those nerves, those motor neurons, degenerate and they die, and that causes the muscles that they, you know, feed to weaken and to waste away. That's basically what it is.
Sounds truly horrendous. And in a lot of cases, the people that have experience with motor neuron disease, that's pretty much what it is. It's horrendous. For people, that kind of debilitation over time, it can take a little bit of a different timeline. Is that right?
Yeah, it is different in every person. And it can start differently in every person too. And there are 4 different types of motor neurone disease as well. So, and it can start for some people with their voice. Which is, that's a horrible one. It is different. For me, it started with my foot. And I, in fact, had a dropped foot when I was back working there. They think that I actually had motor neurone disease back in 2019.
Really?
So I was at work. Yeah. I had cancer and motor neurone disease at the same time.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. Any wonder I was tired, Damon?
No kidding. I mean, radio will do that to the best of people, but you were overcoming a number of different hurdles there.
Yeah, so it is different, and life expectancy is different too, but for the average person, life expectancy is between 2 and 3 years after diagnosis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is really hard to hear. Oh, my gosh, Mel. It's so... I mean, I've heard a lot about you, obviously, from the legacy that you've left here at Power FM. Everyone's always saying, oh, my gosh, Mel was just the best. You would have loved her. You're obviously a very inspirational woman. Hearing your story is... Yeah, it just really touches my heart that you're going through all of this, yet you're still just so positive and, you know, doing your bit now to come and speak about this, which I would imagine is really hard, and doing your bit to spread awareness for maybe others that, like myself, don't know what this is. What can we do as a community to help people with motor neurone disease?
Well, I think what we're doing right now is really helpful because, you know, to raise awareness of this disease. At the moment, there are over 2,000 people in Australia living with it right now.
Yep.
So, you know, we need to start talking about it. It's killing wonderful people. It's a horrible way to die. And there's not enough money put into research. It's the most underfunded research you can imagine for a disease like this. But it's a horrible disease. So it really does need to be spoken about. And then we need to, of course, start funding this research so we can come up with a cure. And supporting people and organisations like Motor Neuron Disease, MNDSA, they're an amazing association here in South Australia, and they're a non-for-profit organisation. And honestly, they have been my lifesaver. They have been amazing. I reached out to them straight away, and they have helped me through everything. Because there's so much that happens to you. Of course, I'm going to need a wheelchair. My house is going to need to be changed.
Amazing.
You know, I might need to have help with speaking later on, all this sort of stuff that you don't even think about. These guys are helping with, and they helped me through the whole NDIS process, which is a very big process.
Yeah.
So, to really help them and to, you know, reach out and say, how can we support or raise some money for you guys? That's the sort of stuff that would really help.
Yeah, that's a fantastic call to action. So the South Australian MND organisation. But of course, supportive organisations are one thing, but supportive network of family and friends is something else again. And I know, and listeners will know, your husband, Chris DeZelder, who again was a Power FM favourite. How is Chris doing? I'm sure he has been an absolute rock.
He is, and he's just, he's incredible. I could not ask for a better partner, husband, you know. He's just, and carer now, he's my carer. He's just so amazing, strong. He's so positive and keeps the vibration high in our house. Like, you know, he's fun to be around.
Yeah, for sure.
And but he's like, he's cooking, he's doing all the cooking and all the housework and everything. He's just incredible, and I really have to say that's another thing. You know, I've been through cancer, and he was doing all of that then. There's not enough attention paid to carers either. They are amazing people who 100%. Give up their whole lives and their dreams to support the people that they love, and that's certainly what Chris is doing.
Molly, just keep it together over there. I'm looking at Molly, and she's teared up. She's wiping away tears.
Sorry.
All those adjectives you use for Chris, we could absolutely point back in your direction as well, Mel. Strong, resilient, positive. The ability you have to come here and speak about it in such an upbeat way when you've had so many chips fall against you and your family over the years is just truly something to behold. You know, the fact that you're using this platform to spread the message is incredibly powerful. We know that there would be so much love in the community just flowing back your way, and hopefully you can feel that affirmation as well. We love you, Mel, and thank you for returning to
making
us.
Making me cry.
God, don't join in. It's catching.
It is Motor Neuron Disease Awareness Week. Please check out the organisations. Donate if you can. Mel, please don't be a stranger. We love having you back on.
Oh, I absolutely love being on, and I miss everyone at Power FM and all of our listeners. We have the most beautiful listeners on Power FM, and I missed you all, and I want to send you a big hug today.
Aww.
Well, as our former content director, you'll probably say this has gone on a little bit too long, but definitely worth it. Mel, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.